While the Supreme Court debated policy going back to the civil rights era, President Obama was at the Capitol dedicating a new statue.
This morning, we celebrate a seamstress, slight in stature, but mighty in courage.
That mighty seamstress, Rosa Parks. It has been 57 years since Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white man, launching the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott. NPR's Elsa Chang was at the Capitol for the statue's dedication.
When they say Capitol Hill is full of old white men, they could be talking about either the human ones or the ones made of bronze and stone. Statuary Hall is a big marble dome where people like Daniel Webster and Brigham Young are frozen in time. Rosa Parks will be the first full-size statue of an African-American here. And Erica Thedford, who's the great-niece of Parks, says that means the woman is still breaking down barriers.
Yeah, she's still working, you know. She's still working her legacy even after she's gone. I said I wouldn't cry here, so I'm trying to keep it calm, you know.
Martin Luther King Jr. is memorialized in the Capitol, too, but so far only as a bust, not full size. Here's King in 1955 explaining Parks' role in the bus boycott.
Just the other day, one of the fine citizens of our community, Mrs. Rosa Parks, was arrested because she refused to give up her seat for a white passenger.
Parks wasn't the first black person to refuse to give up her bus seat. Others before her did, too. But one of the two artists for the sculpture, Rob Furman, says Parks committed the act with a unique quiet dignity.
Some of the people who did it before, for example, threw fits and screamed and that did not go over well with the local NAACP.
Furman and sculptor Eugene Dobbs spent nearly 3 years bringing Parks to bronzed life. Right away, they had a challenge. How do you make sitting on a bus look heroic? Dobbs says it meant coaxing contradictions out of bronze.
I think you'll see that her body looks very rooted but yet relaxed. And her face is quiet, modest, but yet I think you'll sense a strength there. And she's looking out sort of over the heads of everybody, and I think that kind of gives her a look of vision.
The seat cushions and poles of the bus have disappeared around her to, as Dobb put it, turn up the volume on Park's face.
I think of the Superman thing because to me she was sort of like a superwoman dressed in Clark Kent's clothes.
The Rosa Parks statue is the first sculpture commissioned by Congress since 1873. The forest of white men standing around her, they were almost all gifts from individual states. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.